I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Happy Veterans Day, and to all our veterans, thank you for your service. It all started at the end of World War I. Over 16 million people died in the 4 years of World War I. It ended in 1918 with an armistice on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. 1 year later, President Woodrow Wilson declared November 11th, 1919 as Armistice Day. Congress made it an official holiday in 1938, and it was renamed Veterans Day in 1954 at the request of many veterans groups. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue is himself an Air Force veteran. He addressed the department on the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I last year. Perdue quoted President Franklin Roosevelt in his appreciation.
To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in this country's service, and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of nations.
Perdue said at the beginning of that war, there were more than 18,000 men and women working at the Department of Agriculture, and nearly 3,000 of them, one out of every six, volunteered for military service. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.